In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, yesterday we heard that scary apocalyptic prophecy from Daniel, which is very much like several of the prophecies which we find in the book of the Apocalypse, also known as Revelation. And today we find that they were scary to Daniel too. Daniel has his spirit anguished within its covering of flesh. And he was terrified by the visions of his mind. These prophecies terrified him because, you know, we had the four kingdoms that did all sorts of horrible things. And as yesterday I commented, you know, we don't know what those kingdoms are. And really, in a sense, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like we spend lots of time saying, who is the great beast 666, or who is this beast, or who is that beast? And those are, you know, can be profitable spiritual meditations. But really, if that's all we focus on, we miss the point of the story. The point of the prophecy is not these kingdoms and these beasts. It's that they lose. That the court of judgment pronounces doom upon them, and they fail, and they are cast down into hell. And that our Lord triumphs, that God wins. It may seem like evil triumphs for a time or a season, for a year, 2 years, and a half year, or however length of time. But evil doesn't triumph in the long term. So next time you are disturbed or worried about the state of affairs, whether it be in prophecy from sacred scripture or just by watching the news, remember this one phrase: God wins. Because ultimately that is what matters. God wins, and the only thing we need to worry about is whether we are with God or against Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.